The Swiss vote tomorrow on a measure that would make it harder for refugees to enter the country. A conservative party wants fewer immigrants seeking asylum in this traditionally neutral nation. From southern Switzerland, Emma Jane Kirby reports on an effort to close the mountain passes to outsiders.
It's only 8 o'clock in the morning at the Vallorbe refugee camp, but the interview room is already packed with people of all nationalities. Kalida and her four children are telling the Swiss authorities that they're fleeing political persecution back home in Iraq.
I left everything in my country. I left flat, I left big house, I left big family, I left mother. But maybe this country accepts me. I don't make any problem. I don't need anything for this country. Only I need to make house for the children and go to school. Only this.
Last year, nearly 21,000 people like Kalida came to Switzerland seeking asylum. The right-wing Swiss People's Party insists many of these were bogus refugees. It believes the government's been too soft on migrants, and it's now proposing a tough new bill. Under its terms, the Swiss government would refuse to listen to the case of any asylum seeker who had passed through a neighbouring safe country. Pierre Schifferli is a People's Party MP.
What this law wants to prevent is a sort of asylum tourism, you see, so that these people come to Western Europe, and then they start to think what country is the best country to get all social help and financial help. Then they go to Switzerland.
The People's Party proposal has also alarmed the United Nations Refugee Agency, which warns that it could leave thousands of people with genuine problems stranded between Switzerland, which refuses to hear their claims, and neighbouring countries, which refuse to take them back. Rupert Colville is a UNHCR spokesman.
Very often it's very difficult to prove the way somebody's travelled, so it's more than likely the neighbouring countries won't accept many of them back. And then they'll be stuck in Switzerland on absolute minimum assistance, which is another element of the initiative, the barest of minimum, and still not able to have their claim assessed. So you'll have genuine refugees just floating there in a kind of limbo, and this is dangerously close to being against international law.
As the founder of major aid organisations like the Red Cross, Switzerland has always had a strong humanitarian background. But if this proposal to toughen up the asylum laws gets through on Sunday, then Switzerland could soon be transformed into the most unwelcoming country to refugees in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jane Kirby in Vallorbe, Switzerland.